And that song was taken directly from Paul's letter to the Hebrews in chapter 13, verse 8. Paul wrote, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." In life here, things can and they do change. Some people say the only thing constant about this life is change. Change is constantly happening, and it's almost inevitable. You know, men seek and advocate change for what they think to be better. How can I improve this? And sometimes without change, there can be no growth, at least in naturally speaking. But when it comes to the Word of God, I believe we all understand and we've all accepted the fact that the Word of God is just as relevant, just as powerful, and just as unchanged today as it was when the Holy Spirit imparted it to those who were tasked to record it. God's Word is constant. It's unchanging. And there's a reason for that. Now, this is not a very popular concept in a lot of Christian meetings today. There are, have always been, there probably always will be various interpretations of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many versions of the Bible. You know, if you go to a Christian bookstore and you go to the Bible section, there are almost countless versions of the Bible. But I'm so very thankful that from way back, this meeting, Living Waters Tabernacle, has, we preach from the King James Version of the Bible. And there's a reason for that. It's the most accurate adherence to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, other versions of the Bible either add words, or they omit words, or they change words in an effort to, let's say, clarify, to make it more understandable to the modern Christian. But really, that attempt is folly, because all it does is either change the truth or it dilutes the Word of God from its intended meaning. Paul warns us not to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And there's a good reason for that too. If we are off a little bit, we might as well be off by 1,000 miles. We must allow Scripture to interpret Scripture and to rightly divide the word of truth as Paul gave charge to Timothy and gave charge to us, to rightly divide the word of truth. In Hebrews 13, starting with verse 8, as we just read, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever," Paul goes on to say, "Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats or works, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp." "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come." Jesus hasn't changed one iota. From before the beginning of time itself, his person, his character, his gospel, his plan, his teaching, his purpose has remained constant throughout the eternal ages. After all, he is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He will not change no matter what new doctrine man would concoct or dream up or seek to interpret. Paul tells us not to be carried away with diverse and strange doctrines. He told Timothy to preach the word. Don't preach anything else. Preach the word. And to be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and what? Doctrine. Don't preach anything else, Timothy. See, our doctrine here at Living Waters, and we're not the only ones, but we're becoming a little more rare all the time, I believe, is the grace message that was given to the Apostle Paul by Jesus Christ himself. He didn't learn it of any man. He was given to it directly by Jesus Christ. And knowing this fact, how could we ever want to deviate from that? There have been attempts, even here in this meeting, over the years, to bring a strange fire into this meeting. And praise God for Brother Hill and Brother Adorcio for standing for the truth and not allowing that to enter into this meeting. You see, doing so would make a mockery of Jesus' finished work at Calvary. Paul also tells us here that there's no profit to any man in the meats, sacrifices of works. It is the blood of Jesus that redeemed us, and his grace alone shall complete us as his bride. That's it. Any attempt for us to add to or take away from that is making the cross of none effect. Paul wrote in verse 12, Jesus was sacrificed at Calvary outside the gates of the city. You know, he wasn't sacrificed in the temple where the animals were slain. He was slain without the camp. And Paul exhorts us to go forth unto him without the camp, to bear his reproach. You know, sometimes it's hard to leave family and friends to stand for the truth of the gospel. It may not be very popular. But aren't you glad that you have that? Aren't you just so thankful? I know I am. I'd rather suffer the reproach of men than to miss it. God bless you this morning.